We live in a community full of bright, interesting people working to improve the quality of life. This is Lisa Berry, and today on 89.1 WEMU, we're talking to two people about how we can get to know more about this community and how it works. My guests are Barbara Davenport, Vice President of Foundation and Leadership for the A2Y Chamber, and Andrew Fink, an attorney at Fink & Fink Law Firm in Ann Arbor. Full disclosure, Andrew and I are currently classmates in a leadership class, and Barbara is our class teacher, and that's what they're both here to talk about. So Barbara, let's start with you. Everyone is pretty familiar with the Chamber, but tell us about the leadership class.
So the leadership program has actually been in existence for 33 years. 5 years ago, when both of the chambers merged, the Ann Arbor and Ypsilanti chambers both merged, we merged our two leadership programs as well. So for the last 33 years, we have over 3,000 graduates of the combined programs.
So when people are listening and they hear A2Y leadership class, what does that involve?
So the A2Y leadership class is a very diverse group of people. We have 50 in the class this year, two of which are right here. And we have people from not-for-profits, for-profits. We have attorneys, accountants. We have small business people, large business people. We have a really nice, diverse group of people that have all expressed an interest in learning more about their community. So we have a lot of people that are either new to the community or have found themselves siloed in the community, where they know a lot about one or two areas, but maybe don't have a broad understanding of the entire community. Those are our people that take it on a regular basis.
Is that the goal? Because you hear leadership class and you think it's going to teach you leadership skills. But really, what is the bottom line? What are we hoping to get out of this?
So that's a really good question. So we've been running the leadership program, as I said, for 33 years. And the one thing that everyone says is lacking is more of the leadership skill development. It's more about community immersion. So to become a leader in the community, you have to understand the community. You have to meet the leaders that are currently out there and hear about the issues that are going on in our region. So last year, we finally put together a Leadership 2.0 program that is more of a leadership skill development program. We graduated our first class in March, and it exceeded all of our expectations. 2.0 is not a prerequisite of the 1.0 program. You can evaluate your own individual needs. If you know the community really well and feel like you really want to concentrate on leadership skill development, you can go right to the 2.0. Or you might take the 2.0 and then have those leadership skills and want to take the 1.0 and learn more about the community and meet those leaders.
Well, being a member of the current class, I'm impressed by my other classmates, including Andrew Fink. Why did you take the class?
Well, I took the class largely because the partners at the law firm I was working at the time, Fink and Valvo, wanted me to take the class. I'm the third straight member of our firm to take the class. My cousins, Joshua and Naomi, took the two previous classes. So they wanted me to take it, and in looking at it, what I thought looked interesting about it, what I thought would be of the most benefit is getting to interact with folks in the class from different career fields, like Barb just talked about, getting to go around the community, look at areas of life that you don't interact with on an everyday basis. If you are from one of those maybe more siloed professions like I am, I see a lot of courthouses. I don't see a lot of other types of institutions throughout the day. So those were probably the things that drove me the most in taking the class.
Once a month we meet. Mm-hmm. And we have different, there's Education Day, there was City Government Day. Recently we had Criminal Justice Day. I think personally that was a big deal for me, just to meet Chief DeGiusti of the Ypsilanti Police Department, go for a ride along with Brendan Harrison. It really opened my eyes to what's happening in the criminal justice system, which Andrew Fink, an attorney in Ann Arbor, probably didn't need as much as I do, so we're all getting a little something out of it. What has been your favorite day?
Healthcare Day was a really good day for me to see parts of, I mean, this has come from someone who's had a pretty healthy life, and I'm 30 years old. And even though I've grown up here, those were, in many cases, healthcare institutions I had never seen. I had never seen that side of them, at least, looking at some of the incredible technology that they had at St. Joe's, which is kind of the hospital I grew up going to. That's where I was born, and I grew up going to that hospital, but I've never had to be in the cath lab or anything like that. So that sort of opportunity was terrific for me. Community Service Day was really interesting. Seeing Ambulance Dispatch Center on Healthcare Day, that kind of, and that's what I found, like I said, so interesting about it from the beginning is getting to see these areas that are really vital parts of our community, vital parts of life in our community that most of us are not going to interact with on a daily basis.
We're talking to Barbara Davenport, Vice President of Foundation and Leadership for the A2Y Regional Chamber, and Andrew Fink, an attorney at Fink & Fink Law Firm in Ann Arbor, and a classmate of mine in the A2Y Leadership class that wraps up in a couple of months. We've been doing this, what, since last November? Is that
we started in October, actually.
October, okay. How do you get, I'm always impressed, no matter what the topic is, how do you get these people to participate?
Well, I can't take credit for any of that,
okay. Really.
It has such a great history in this community. The leadership programs both were well received by so many people. And as I said, we have over 3,000 graduates. So when I pick up the phone and call and ask if they would present to the leadership class, I almost always get yes. If their schedules are open, they'll come, which is really a wonderful thing to have. I had no idea how well received the leadership program is in the community. I just started running the program like 5 years ago, but I graduated back in 1990-91 and knew it was a good program, but it's evolved, and that's the nice thing about it. The class gives really good feedback, and I think that's what helps keep the program really dynamic. We read every evaluation. We make changes accordingly. That's the fun part. It's different every year.
Do you have to live in Washtenaw County to participate?
Absolutely not.
No.
Nope.
Do you get people from all over?
We do. We have one person in the class last year from Toledo. We had one from Detroit last year. It just depends on where they're doing business. And that's, you know, if they really want to learn more about doing business in the Ann Arbor-Ypsilanti area, it's a wonderful program to be in.
I didn't realize you've been doing it for 33 years. So are there people still hanging out from 30 years ago?
Absolutely.
Who met in class?
Yes.
Really?
We had one marriage due to leadership.
Seriously?
Yeah, we did. Yes. Yeah, they stayed married until one of them passed. So, we've had some relationships as well, and certainly had some people hired. Last year's class, a gentleman was just hired by a person in his class. So lots of good things come out of the leadership program.
It's a great opportunity for anyone who is interested in getting involved, or even if not getting involved, in getting better educated about what's going on in the community. It's a good way to get out of your, I won't say comfort zone, because I'm not made uncomfortable every month, but to get out of your normal routine and see another side of things.
And Barbara Davenport, if someone wants to take the class, how do they do that?
So we have all of the information online on our website, a2ychamber.org. We're also having an information session coming up on June 3rd, Friday morning. University Bank is hosting a informational breakfast at their facility for anyone that's interested in learning more about either leadership program.
Barbara Davenport, Vice President of Foundation and Leadership for the A2Y Regional Chamber, and Andrew Fink, attorney at Fink & Fink Law Firm in Ann Arbor. Thanks so much for joining us on 89.1 WEMU.
Thanks, Lisa.